And with that, let's jump straight to our segment, our feature. DJ Leela had a chance to bring in two of the members of the group Sinister Veil to talk about their new album, Still Underground, to play live and to play some album and to talk. Let's go right to it. DJ Leela in Studio C with Sinister Veil.
So if you would introduce yourselves and tell the audience a little bit about you.
Well, Reuben Veil, otherwise known as Sinister Veil, that's us, and the band is Sinister Veil. I sing and play guitar, songwriter, philosopher.
Philosopher.
Yeah.
I'm Edgar Hernandez. I go by Edgar Wonder. I have my own group, and I work with Reuben Veil, otherwise known as Sinister Veil. You could say I'm part of the band.
The band of people with alter egos.
Yeah. We,
I love it. The people and with I no understand names. You have a pre-release party coming up for your album, the advanced release of Still Underground.
That's true. We're very excited. We put a lot of hard work into it, and I'm proud of it. It's really great.
Congratulations on your excellent accomplishments. I know there will be more congratulations coming. Let's give the audience a sample of Sinister Veil.
Another man's bet, sucker. Rub-a-da-da-da-da. Rub-a-da-da-da-da. How you gonna win, boy? Well, you gotta be a killer. Yes, you gotta be a killer. Yes, you gotta be a killer. Well, you're never gonna win, boy. Cause you gotta be a killer. Yes, you gotta be a killer. Yes, you gotta be a killer.
Thank you.
check out the lyric book on that too.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, I did old school.
I like old school. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. For those of us DJs that still use CDs, I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
That's excellent. I immediately thought that's hard. It's hard for you from what I've heard before. Oh, I feel sure. Like it's like a little bit.
You're in for some surprises. Yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, like I feel like you could like, I'm like kind of a heavy metal fan, so I'm like, put some fuzz on that, have a house show. Just kidding. But it's like more on the heavy side. It's nice.
It gets heavier than that too. We'll play some other ones after that.
All right. Excellent. So this is definitely exciting. We have an event coming up. Friday, August 31st at 8 p.m., you'll be at Tractor Brewing at Wells Park. That's 1800 4th Street, celebrating the pre-release of this album.
We're really excited, man. We put so much time, so many hours.
Yeah.
Just chipping away at something, you know, specific. We knew what we wanted, so.
I think it was like 48 weeks straight worth of work.
Nice. Man hours.
Yeah, 48 weeks at least once a week that we would meet. Since I think it was last October already.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's coming up real quick.
That is literally a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's like we conceived it the day we met, and then it gave birth. It's given birth.
Yeah, it was gestating for some time.
Gestating.
Edgar really helped facilitate that, you know?
Yeah.
So, I'm not sure what role he plays in this.
Part of the muse process, yeah. I suppose.
It was good. I mean, it took a lot of cooperation, you know, on his end for sure.
Yeah.
Because I'll be like obsessing over little details. But I think it shows.
Well, and that's, yeah, it comes across. We have this music baby, and I want to hear some of that from you if you wanted to grace our ears with a tune.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Regurgitate. Now you're an authority, a war with your bootstraps, the crowning of minority. I decree the law in the field of the beast to the ones cast aside at the gathering of the feast. It's truth. It's not a walk in the park. She sardonically grins as you fumble the dark. A silent war in the Isle of the Blind, to turn against itself all humankind. No time to lament on the things that should not be, when all of us suffering our triviality. Woo, you declare, we must be free. That's my baby, tastes just like a dove. Now you hear the voice, baptized in your hate. It's the sounding of a trumpet, the opening of a gate. I found my place in it all, a position so discreet. The smallest of points is right where two halves meet. Now masters of black magic pay respects to propagandists, cause the world of men is ruled by the stirring up of panic. I am a doomsayer, a sinner straight from the heart. Is it a slow and painful death or the falling of the stars? You choose, baby. Woo, you declare, we must be free. That's my baby, tastes just like adultery. Woo, you declare, we must be free. That's my baby, said, hope you got a cup for me. I hope you got a cup for me, yeah. I hope you got a cup for me, yeah. I hope you got a cup for me.
Reuben Vail in the studio right here on KUNM. And what was the name of that track,
well,
after
that's,
all?
That's funny. Cup for Me.
Cup for Me.
Yeah. It's we're working on a video for that right now, actually. We're cutting it up, and that's...
Yeah, we got a few scenes from it out in Teharis, and we're working on some more scenes for it as well.
All right, yeah. Music videos coming soon. Another round of congratulations. You've had the release of 3 music videos recently. You have your album coming out.
Yeah.
And then I hear tell of a DVD. Tell me more.
Well, we just put everything that we shot so far onto the DVD. And then, of course, we'll be coming out with more, you know, down the line. We're filming a video now, but the DVD's already made. But that's got the 3 that we shot previously.
Oh, excellent.
And actually, we released 2 of those. One of them we haven't released yet.
Oh, all right.
There's a little snippet online somewhere. But
right. That DVD comes with the video that we filmed over at Air Dance Airspace or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So this DVD gives you the chance to see that 3rd video that has yet to be released.
Right.
The full extent of it. Like, mm-hmm. Little chapter book, feature length. Sinister Veil project.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. The culminating project. I love it. But indeed, congratulations. That's a lot in a year.
Totally. I mean, and we've been working pretty much nonstop. Like, we get together and we kind of hang out a lot, but we're gestating ideas all the time.
Yeah.
And then you have, like, your official weekly meetings where you get down to business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're down to business a couple times a week, but then just hanging out and brainstorming and thinking ideas. Yeah.
Having the creative process.
A couple times a week as well.
Absolutely.
So yeah, the rest of the time. That's wonderful. And I wanted to ask you, Sin, about this article I came across online by Jess Pacheco on learningfromstrangers.com. Great article. He talks about the message behind your music is really about going beyond the veil. So I wanted to know, Sin, what's beyond the veil?
Well, it was kind of just like something we hung on to beyond the veil. But the real, you know, what is beyond is beyond the surface of it, you know? My music definitely wants to challenge notions of human superiority. All the songs sort of have a real laugh of mockery at what our attitude is towards everything around us, you know, besides other people. You know, it's like towards Mother Earth.
Yeah.
And that's why sin is a messenger of death, you would say. You know, that's why the reason for all the skull and the theatrics is like it's sounding that, you know, death rattle if you know, we don't change. You know, it's a message of death. So
let's talk about death. Let's talk about the truth. Let's talk about, you know, a cup for me, a cup for you. Is that what we're going for?
Well, that was, you know, something I read that had inspired that lyric. But yeah, it's definitely everybody wants a cup of the system. You know, that we all know that the system's flawed, like in a very fundamental systemic way. We can sense it no matter where we're at. You know, the rich are just as much slaves as the poor. We all can feel it, but everybody still wants their cup.
Yeah.
And so, you know, in true sin style with that mockery, I kind of went there with it. Yeah.
I can hear that loud and clear. It's like something's wrong here. Something's wrong here, but where's mine? And how do I get some? And it doesn't bother people for long enough. So you're trying to bother people and plague their minds a little bit with these catchy ideas and tunes.
I am. I'm trying to get through the cracks. I mean, my music's different, I think, because I'm not simply trying to whisk them away to like a happy place where they could forget about their problems. I'm taking them knee deep into it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to do it in a way that's fun and theatrical and gets their attention and get some singing along. That's how I think you get in through the cracks, you know?
Yeah.
And influence them.
I'm interested to hear more. A lot of these songs haven't been released before, so I'm eager. I thought we'd play another track from the record. Apple. So simple. So deceptive.
Oh, I'd like to play The Fall. The Fall leads into Apple. The songs are all set up in that order. Not completely. But especially in the beginning, I'm trying to say something very specific. And if you don't catch it on The Fall, you probably catch it on the apple. If you don't, it's going to hit you on the head later.
All right, so let's get ready for this adventure and hear what Sinister Veil has to say in his message, starting here with The Fall.
Grandfather Adam, the first of a new kind was he. anything you want from my garden. Just don't eat from my tree. It's for the gods of life and death, and life and death. It's for the gods of life and death, and life and death. It's for the gods of life and death, and life and death. It's for the gods of life and death. I never had anything so empty. I never had anything so pure. The fruit of the gods gave nothing but the delusion that you were more, more, more. Go.
I mean, you see what I mean with that heavy fill. Like, that's...
Oh, yeah. I definitely went heavier than anybody was expecting. You know, but people that know me, you know, and have been following me for years, there's some people in this town that remember me from a band called Wisdom of the Leech. Before that, it was Critical List. One kind of evolved into another. But I'm no stranger to heavy music. I've been playing heavy music since I was just a teenager, a young teenager. So for a couple decades, that's what I was doing. But then I got into gypsy styles and stuff and really became fascinated with flamenco guitar and, you know, just a lot of, just kind of like, that was always my dream, is to make a fusion of music that hadn't happened. I think I accomplished that pretty well with this. It's like, it goes, you know, from this, like, these classical lines into something very heavy. And to me, they lend themselves to each other. You know, it's just greater dynamic, you know what I mean, in music. And that's kind of what me and Edgar were searching for. We just wanted it to go from this gentle thing to just, like, slam it right in the face.
Oh, I love it, I have to say. And I think it's part of why I love you and your music and your work and how it's developed over the years. And I do, I love those fusions. I will happily take my heavy metal backed by Spanish guitar, as I also want my jazz backed by a string quartet. This is just how I take my music. So I think that's why we gravitate towards one another.
Oh, yeah.
Gravity, and speaking of things that fall into place, I saw on that same article by Jess Pacheco on Learning from Strangers that apparently you were fated for your destiny as a successful musician. And I want to make sure we get the story straight.
Well, it's definitely been self-fulfilled, you know, whether it was fated or not, you know. I was home alone as a kid. It was a different time back then. And I was like digging around underneath this buffet table that my grandma had. There was a guitar case that had been packed away there, and I was not allowed to touch it. But nobody was home, so, you know, when the cat's away. And so I opened it up, and there's this old guitar, and it had like three strings. It was a real piece of junk, but, you know, I was messing around with it, and I was playing, running around the house, and I guess you could say I started being a rock star that day. But, you know, my mom walks in the front door. She was with my auntie, and, you know, they had had a little fun and went to go see, you know, this psychic that was really well-renowned and who was touring. And their jaws kind of dropped because what they walk in and I'm playing the guitar, but the psychic, when my mother asked about me, she has a tape recording of this whole thing too that
wow.
I heard. Yeah, and she's and the psychic said, your son's the kind of kid that, you know, could grow up to be a rock star, you know, so, you know, he's just different. He just thinks different. He's a rebel. And I was like, yeah, that's so cool. And I knew what I wanted to be. So, you know, whether it was fated or not, you know, it's like that's how the witch gets you, you know, she puts the idea into the universe. So I got a guitar for my birthday, I asked for it the next year, so I've been playing since I was 8. That's a long time, we'll just leave it at that, one of the mysteries.
Yeah, but some of it, we've now discovered the truth behind it, so thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Let's share about your other events coming up, because we have the pre-release party, but...
That's the big one on the 31st at Tractor Brewing.
All right.
Starts at 8 p.m. Tractor Wells Park.
That's right.
And we're releasing the album. It's got the lyric book. I did all old school.
Beautiful
artwork.
The album
artwork.
Will be available at the pre-release party.
Yes, it will. It will. It's a pre-release, but it's like a local pre-release. We're gonna do the whole iTunes and all that kind of stuff, the national stuff, later on. And that's going to be around Halloween time. That's still unannounced. We're going to have another release. But our local release is going to be a Tractor. They've been really supportive of me. And we've had some great shows there already. And we're excited for the 31st. And then before that, just in case people can't make it, doing a show at the Hakona Ballroom on the 26th of this month. So that's just in a few days on Sunday.
And that's right here on campus. And we're broadcasting live right now from the University of New Mexico.
That's
so
right.
If you're listening from UNM, this is at Hakona Ballroom.
Yeah, the album will be available there too. So
the 26th at what time?
That starts at 6:30. I think the first thing that goes on, there's a DJ at 6:30. There's a guy named Adam Palma playing. I'm going to play Pastel Goth, which is like a grunge group. And then
Ryan
awesome. Kaminke. Yeah, so there's going to be Ryan Kaminke is going to do stand-up comedy. So it's going to be a bunch of people. It's not just me. It's not all about me. My release is the 31st, but if you're on campus on the 26th or if you want to come down, it's for the Res Life welcome back. It's like a celebration for them. That's why they're throwing it. So they just decided to include me along with some other varied artists. I like it.
All right. So residents of UNM.
That's right.
Community.
Yeah.
All right. That's Hakona Ballroom, the 26th, and things kick off around 6:30.
That's right. I'm going to play at 8:45.
Okay, great. Yeah. And let's hear you play now.
See them black clouds just ready to burst, yeah. While the fields you've sown, they die in this now. Well, I your dreams come true. I come from a world that's outside of time. I've got the deed to a future you left behind. Well, free with no strength for a last stand. Well, I can make it happen, can make your dreams come true. Soon the world will fall. Plaything. I'm just the breath of life blown into a clay thing. Well, I can make it happen, can make your dreams come.
So as I just run out of words, I just breathe heavily.
Yeah, it works.
It gets my vibe across.
That's great, but I can understand why something like that would be, you know, if possible, eligible for a slot as a motion picture soundtrack, because it's stylistically rich and there's all these elements to it that I could see it very easily adding to a cinematic experience.
In my opinion, it's already there, because there's a lot of stuff that we did. We recorded the tracks and made them sound as good as we could, but we're also very interested in getting sounds of the world, you know, and putting them into the tracks. So. I can find the humor in the unspeakable. Yes, I'm an optimist, you could say.
So let me give you a spelling lesson. Sinister Veil is spelled this way. SynyStER. Veil, VAIL. They got some of their music up on SoundCloud, but they're going to be presenting the album. It's two album release events. The Hakona Ballroom in Nob Hill, and that's tomorrow, Sunday the 26th. And then on the 31st, at Tractor Brewing in Wells Park. And they will be presenting the album Still Underground. Special thanks to DJ Lila and her guests, Sinister Veil. That's Ruben Veil and Edgar Wonder. We'll be back next week. Stay tuned for Route 66. Coming up shortly, we'll leave you with a little more of this sneak preview of the new Sinister Veil album, this one called Apple.
Frogs in the pot, turn up the temperature. 'Cause to them it's all the same. Suppose I tell you you shouldn't be boiling, but I sit back and wait. You saw the star of your own fairy tale. All this for you, God, to create. The apple of the eye, the center of the universe. Still make the time to self-congratulate. Your own shape.